Welcome to the 5-Year You Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow? Hi, Five Tribe. Today's episode is all about dealing with uncertainty. And right now we're living in a pretty crazy time. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of uncertainty in the air. I'm your host, Andrew. I don't know why I had to pause on my name for that, but that's the kind of coffee morning I'm at. And with me always is my host, Catherine. How are you doing, Kat?
Doing great. I know my name today, so clearly a little better than you.
This is where we're at, folks. Still on the first coffee, but here we go. It's crazy times out there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I think all of us, you know, whether it's financial uncertainty, social uncertainty, just there's that word is just looming large, and behind it is the, you know, is anxiety and sadness and fear. There's just a lot going on. So how do you want to start this off when it comes to dealing with uncertainty? Where do you think is the best place to start?
Well, I guess I'll start by saying where the idea came from, because we have this podcast and we own 5-Year You, which is a coaching company. And so we help people through these things, but we also have a financial background. So Andrew's an accountant, I'm a financial writer. And so in addition to this, we still work in the financial space. And a lot of the articles I have been writing for clients over the last month have centered on a lot of economic uncertainty. I spent 8 hours on this article on tariffs. And as I was writing it, the data and everything was changing in real time. And it just feels very tumultuous. I think the energy around a lot of these things has people worried. And there have been a lot of families who have seen prices going up everywhere. And just a lot of the data and studies I do in the other part of my work has shown me that a lot of people are experiencing anxiety about the world and feeling like they just don't know what comes next.
Yeah, I can see that, especially with the tariffs and price increases and everything else. It's kind of reminiscent, but very different situation to when we had the pandemic 5 years ago, where we just didn't know what was going to happen next. And when that happens, when you're trying to deal with uncertainty, a good thing to do is to kind of look back on the things that you've been uncertain already about done. In the past and you've already come through. We all came through it, unscathed. Well, not unscathed, but we all survived it. We all grew through it. And we're going to grow through this. We're going to get through this. No matter what way it goes, we just have to understand that sometimes trying to take it all in at once is impossible. It's drinking from a fire hose. And you need to just take it day by day and one piece at a time. So, because I remember when you were writing this article, you're like, okay, I wrote this sentence and I went back and checked my source, and the source has literally changed it in the last 20 minutes because something had changed in the news cycle. And it's like, wow, it's like, it's just very sped up right now. And while you're not all of us are going to be writing articles about tariffs and the changing nature of
them. Why not? I know.
Better things to do comes to mind, but you know, we're grateful that you do those things. I think part of it too is just trying to bring back to your locus of control. And that is something that we talk a lot about, because you'll drive yourself crazy trying to guess what's going to happen next. So what would you advise us to do when you spiral out and you're like, everything is just uncertain? I can't handle it right now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if this is helpful or not, but certainty is an illusion anyway. Control is an illusion anyway. And I don't mean that to be like, we're all screwed anyway. I just mean it to say, going about your day-to-day life, thinking you know what's going to happen, thinking, you know, you're going to your job and all these things, you know, that's an illusion. We really, on any given day, don't have any control of what happens. We don't have control over traffic or car pileups or emergencies or family issues or greater issues in the world at large. If we think about all of those things, it would cause us to have an anxiety spiral every single day. So most of us focus on the illusion that things are certain, that things are in our control. And so I think given that, it could be helpful, it could be spirally, but just telling yourself, I never had any control anyway. I don't have any control. The only thing you can do is decide how you want to live your life and how you want to handle this absence of control that we truly experience every single day.
I see. I understand what you're saying with that. I have a little bit different view on it. I agree with you. Like, you can't control what your employer does. You can't control the traffic and all those things. But what you can control is your inner game, is your thoughts and your feelings and your reactions to things. And that is really where all of our control in this world lies. So if you're looking at, you know, if you and I are both in separate cars going through a traffic delay, one of us is going to feel really, really, you know, stressed and just like, I'm late. This is not going to happen. Mm-hmm. This is this. While the person next to us could be going to the exact same thing at the exact same time. And it's like, well, I got no control over this. So I'm not going to let it bother me. Well, I'm just going to, you know, clearly this is happening for a reason. And I'm going to get curious about it and see what this reason is. And just maybe listen to my book, or maybe a new song will come on the radio that I've never heard before. That'll become my favorite song, or, you know, whatever it's going to be. But that attitude is really the only thing that you get control over. When you are trying your best to control everything, you just get more and more anxious because you can't. You just can't. You can't control the traffic any more than you can control the clouds. It really is like that. And yeah, we talk about law of attraction and all these things. And even with all of that stuff that we've talked about, there are things that are going to happen that you're going to not like. And your reaction to how you don't like it is really the key. So losing your job sucks. Losing friends sucks. Losing a lot of things sucks. Switching that to getting curious about why it happened, the lesson that you might learn, and understanding that there's something better coming, and truly believing that and feeling that will bring better things towards you. It's when we all get into this feeling of doom and gloom that we all, I mean, that just perpetuates like this darkness around all of us. So you really just start with you. But I agree, like, you know, in that there's a lack of control in our external environment. You know, you could even like hang a wall picture perfectly and it can fall down and break. It's just got no control over it. Just do your best.
Yeah. I think that having that attitude, and I love that the tendency towards peace, the tendency towards understanding, I do think that it takes a lot of growth to be able to get there and do that. For the average family who is going into debt right now because they can't spend what they used to spend on groceries and things like that, it's really, really hard when you feel like you're in scarcity to get to that very calm, abundant mindset. And so my advice, if you are among the millions of people that the research shows are feeling more anxious during this time, the way that I encourage people to approach it and the way that I approach my own life myself is heavily leaning into simplifying. When there's a lot of uncertainty in the world, again, think about COVID, think about the 2008-2009 market crash. Think about the Great Depression, which your grandparents, you know, might have gone through, their parents, you know, those are kids of the Great Depression. All of those times encourage people to simplify and encourage people to turn towards what's important. For me, I am always looking for things to cut out. What memberships can I cut out? Do I really need to go to the gym? What is the excess in my life? Because even something, we saw this in the last podcast episode, even something as simple as like bagging up all the clothes that don't fit you anymore and dropping them off at a donation center, that is something that you can do, that you have control over, that puts good energy into the world. And then you come home, it's a little bit neater. It gives you a sense of calm. Because I think what you're saying is important, is that we are in control of our inner calm. But it can be really hard when you go out into the world and everything looks a little bit different. So my suggestion is, yes, work on the inner life and things like that. But when things feel crazy and uncertain, my default is to simplify.
I like that a lot. I think there's a beauty in it. I think over the last, I mean, we're a very commercial, consumer-driven society, and a lot of us feel better by getting more. And we've talked about more versus less, but more isn't the solution most of the time. The studies have shown it's like, it's just kind of, it's a, the effect of it doesn't last. Whereas, so what I mean is like, you go on a site, you buy something new, you get it, you get your dopamine hit. And then the guilt comes in for buying it, the debt from the thing that you just bought that you might not be able to afford in that moment, but you felt good doing it. Nurturing, simplifying, I think is a much better way, because you start to get clear about what really matters. And let's be honest, your stuff doesn't matter. It's great. I mean, we're fans of stuff, but we're not fans of stuff to the detriment of how it makes us feel afterwards. And everything that we get, we try to make sure there's a large purpose behind it, not just a boredom sensation that we're satisfying.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think that if someone's listening to this and they're like, well, what is like simplifying have to do with like how crazy the world is out there? Like donating a bag of, you know, clothes is not going to like, you know, solve peace and war in the world or things like that. But so I really want to emphasize that your energy, the way you show up in the world matters. The energy you put out, you attract. I think everyone has had this experience of, you know, waking up on the wrong side of the bed, you stub your toe, and then the whole day just goes like that. That's the energy that you put out. And so don't underestimate the power of at least caring for, I don't even want to say controlling, caring for your inner world, caring for yourself, your family, your home. Because when you walk out the door and everything's crazy out there, the one thing you do have is where you come back to. And if you are able to wake up in a peaceful place where you're not stressed, like Andrew said, about what you just spent and all of these different things, and there's peace and there's peaceful energy in your environment, that is the best, you know, quote unquote, defense against everything out there.
Yeah. I think it's easily said, a little harder done, because you're going to be fighting the old programming.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. And let's just talk about the things for a second that do matter to all of us. Quality relationships, you know, waking up, our health is a vital thing. Good sleep. Like there are some really basic things that will help you deal with uncertainty. You know, if you are going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and getting up at 6 a.m. because you're so worried about stuff, and you know, you're not going to see the progress you want because your body's not being taken care of the way it needs to be taken care of. And some people need 6 hours, some people need 8 hours. None of us can deal with 4 hours of sleep on an ongoing basis. And I will put my hand up and say, if I have 4 hours of sleep, it's a red flag day for me the next day, because I know I'm not going to be at my best.
No, for sure. The for next me thing, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, it's just, but I think that's for most people, you know, like even my daughter just said this morning, I got a good night's sleep, and I really need that going into the next couple of days because I've got a lot going on. It's like, yes, sleep is essential. So is quality connections. And so whether that's just, you know, the people you work with or the people you live around, we all need that human connection. And I think when we are dealing with uncertainty, there is a very large tendency to what Kat and I do, which is cocoon. And, you know, like, and kind of like, it's almost like insulating yourself from the outside world. But we're not going to get through this on our own. This is a group activity. Life is a group game, and we got to start connecting with the people around us. And you know, we will often have moments where we can see the other person cocooning and we'll, you know, nurture that person back, because we know that it's just a tendency that's, you know, might be needed for a few minutes, but not for a few days. And that's, I mean, we all know what cocooning was like. We all went through this 5 years ago. It ain't great. And it doesn't have great effects. So let's connect with people, and just, you know, it doesn't have to be this lifelong friendship. It can be just saying hi, asking the grocer how their day's going, holding a door for somebody. Little things make you feel good, and they make the other person feel good. And that's how we start to feel better as a society, is everybody doing these little things. And yeah, it's not going to bring your job back. It's not going to bring these other things back, but it is going to make you feel better in the moment. And that's what we're really talking about, is to feel better in the moments as you go through your day. And when you do that, better things start to happen. And we can attest to that for over years and years of practice.
Yeah. And let's talk about if these things aren't working, if you're dealing with a lot of uncertainty in your life right now, you have so many worries, like Andrew said, if your worries are keeping you up at night, I would categorize that as severe. And so we are very pro mental health on this show. Both of us regularly attend therapy. We are super pro therapy on here. And I think that there's a tendency, especially in the States, to think that, well, that's too expensive and I don't have time for that. So I want to make sure to at least say on the show that if your stress and your worries and living in uncertainty is bigger than you can handle, there are many different resources and many affordable resources that you can go to get mental health care. In fact, it's surprising that a lot of insurance companies are starting to cover this when a few years ago they didn't at all. So don't be afraid to look at your options. There are many therapists who offer something called a sliding scale, which means that they base your payment on, you know, your income and whatever needs that you're having. There's a lot of like groups. Group therapy is typically more affordable because, you know, it's one to many versus one to one, and that can create a sense of community. So I just want to give that PSA, and we talk about therapy all the time on this show, but in an episode about uncertainty, we talk about the things that we do, but I'm trying to go back and remember, you know, what it's like to feel like you can't even take a walk. I've been in such a dark spot that like I've been actively avoiding even looking at the cashier at the store because I just cannot talk to anyone. I was in such a bad state. So I also want to offer that as a resource and encouragement to anyone listening that that is also a valid step to take.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that. And it's kind of hit home there a little bit when you said that, because there is that darkness, those dark days that I think we all experience as humans. And you and I have had countless of those days in our lives, and we talk about them pretty openly. And I think that it's important to remember that the dark days don't last forever. And it's not about, you know, not being able to look the cashier in the eye and then like, you know, suddenly being sunshine and flowers and all these things. It's just doing, taking that first little step. We talked about that on, you know, on the last episode about how you don't have to make it massive, but you do need to take that step. So whether it's looking up the number for a mental health hotline that you can call, you know, sometimes what I'll just do is I'll just talk ChatGPT.
Yeah, that's a really good suggestion. We have had two people close to us do this lately. So tell them what that looks like, because unbelievably helpful to two of our close friends.
Yeah. So what I'll do is, you know, I'll just go to it and I'll say, hi, I have a problem. I'm not feeling great today. Can you help me with a therapist? And they'll probably give you the spiel of, you know, make sure you have mental health, call professionals and all that stuff. And then you just keep going through it. And it'll be like, you know, this is what's happened and this is how I'm feeling. And it's actually pretty well tuned. It's not like the bots you got 10 years ago where it would have been like, it sounds like you're sad, call this number. And I was like, no, I just need this. And like, it actually goes like, wow, that sounds really hard. And it's really natural in these like, you know, uncertain times to not be able to feel like you have control over everything. So, you know, what do you need right now? And you can say, you know, like, well, I just need a coping skill in this moment. Like, okay, well, you know, it sounds like you are in your head a lot and maybe you need to come into your body. So let's, you know, you can do soothing techniques or just maybe, you know, do some jumping jacks so that you get out of your head in this exact moment and into your body rather than, you know, keep ruminating the way you are. If you ask quality questions, you're going to get quality answers. And that's just a totally different topic. But the quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions you ask yourself. And a lot of times we don't really think about that. So if you're asking yourself, how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to deal with this? How am I going to deal with this? You're going to get the same answer and you might get into a loop. Asking yourself a better quality question might be, or ChatGPT a better quality question is, when I come out of this, what will my life look like? And what were the steps I did to get out of this? And that is a very different question of how to get out of it. And it takes you forward to your future self, which we are just huge fans of doing, and looking back and going, okay, so I did this. I took this little step. I took this little step. Sorry, I kind of got off the ChatGPT thing, but again, but it is really important thing with it to ask those quality questions.
Yeah, I think that's a really important resource to bring up, especially because, again, these are uncertain times. These are uncertain financial times. So me saying there's therapists that offer a sliding scale, even that might seem unreachable to people. So just saying like, look, because sometimes like as a millennial, let me speak for my entire generation, we do not want to just like call people and say like, do you have an appointment? Like life's stressful enough. Like I don't want to call four therapists right now to like see if they're available. So just knowing that you can go to ChatGPT and saying this is amazing. It is free, right? Not saying it's a replacement for mental health, but as far as like understanding yourself, we always say on the show, the first step is self-awareness. And Andrew, I have to take it back to step zero because someone might not even know to say, hey, chat GPT, I am feeling X. Because a lot of times you don't even know what feeling you're having. You just know that you're stressed. And so another resource that we love is the feelings wheel. If you Google feelings wheel, it has like all these different feelings on it and breakdown. So like anger can be multiple different things. If you're feeling angry, it could be jealousy. It could be resentment. It could be all these other things. And so really like pinpointing that feeling to know and identify the feeling is a major point of self-understanding that you can then take to use to other resources. And if you're a parent, we use the feeling wheel with our kids too, because kids are often frustrated or mad and they don't know why. You could really like get them to pinpoint that feeling. And it's really, really helpful in parenting as well.
It is. And I think as somebody who I've openly said on the show, you know, I'm new to feelings. I kind of denied myself stuff the first 40 plus years of my existence. There's times like, and I had one last week where I'm like, I don't know what this feeling is, but I feel like I'm going to explode right now. And it helps. It helps to kind of, there's the expression, once you need to name it to tame it. And once you can understand that I'm feeling, you know, rage for the first time because I've never allowed myself to feel this, or, I'm feeling, I don't know, anger or whatever the emotion is that you've denied yourself because you weren't allowed to. You are going to process through those things, but then you're like, oh, okay, I'm angry. Angry, there's ways to handle with that. I can, you know, and we always refer people to the secret language of the body, which, you know, you can stomp and sigh, you can just shake. Like it's an energy building up in you that you need to get out. And that's what a lot of times uncertainty is. It's like there's this feeling in your body, there's energy, and we feel kind of paralyzed by it. So movement can really help you to start processing stuff. Go for a walk. I know you're going to look at this, dear listener, and you're going to go, this doesn't work. It does. Every walk I have gone on, I have come back feeling better. I've come back with clarity, and I've come back kind of sweaty, but that's a different thing. And you can just, movement helps. And our bodies are meant to move. And every one of us now has gone in the last 50 years from being active every day, doing work and all this stuff, to sitting at our desks in front of computers, not even commuting to work a lot of the time. And our bodies need that movement. So that energy is, your body's making that energy and it's building up. It needs to be released. So allow it to be released on an ongoing basis, whether that's a walk, a run, jumping jacks, like just do yourself the favor of exercising in whatever way that makes sense. It helps a lot.
I love that. So to bring it all together, you'll probably notice we go back to basics a lot, meaning if you are feeling a way that you don't like, stressed, anxious, uncertain about the future, going back to the basics. What am I eating? How am I sleeping? Am I exercising? All of these things are coping skills to help you deal with these really big feelings that can sometimes be completely overwhelming. If you are even more heightened, or you're not even able to get to those points. Like we said, we're very pro therapy, and you can even give the feelings wheel and ChatGPT a try. Like I said, two of our close friends have done this at length for like hours, and it was sort of shocking the things that ChatGPT identified in them, made suggestions on. One of my friends even had them create reports about, you know, different incidents and asked like what was missing or what they weren't seeing. It's pretty incredible. Again, not a replacement for therapy, but a good free first step if you just need some ideas on how to feel better. So I hope all of those resources and ideas can help if you're feeling uncertain. These are crazy times, but you do have control over your feelings and your thoughts, which create your feelings. And we are always here to support you along the way.
Yeah, I think that's a great summary. Thank you very much. All right, let's move on to the glimmers. Let's lighten the load a little bit here with something that's made us smile in the last week or so. What's your glimmer? What's your shiny, happy thing?
Well, I had a proud mama moment. So our youngest two are twins, and they finished fifth grade, and they had this end of the school year performance, and our daughter sang, our son played the piano in front of the entire fifth grade and all their parents. And talking about feelings, man, I was close to tears. I was so proud of him because I know how hard he worked at that song and how hard all the kids worked. I mean, they sang for like 2 hours. They had like 10 different songs and dance moves and everything. And it was just like, it was a very emotional, like all the good things, all the good feelings, pride, sadness. They're done with elementary school, but they had a wonderful year. And so that's been a huge glimmer, totally pulled the mom mood and sent just everyone I could think of that video of them singing and him playing the piano.
They did great. I love that. You know what? I'm going to echo this one with our oldest daughter. She's finishing school this year and had her final concert performance, choir. Beautiful. and vocal jazz and all these things. And she got to do her solo in Popular and got to give the teacher the end speech and stuff and just crushed it, like really just shines on stage. And you know, it's really beautiful. It's so interesting when this stuff comes to an end, because you're like, wow, this is like the last concert for her that I'm going to. And you know, it happens to all of us with school as we go through, but you know, most of us are just happy to get done with it as kids, and this is like, wow, it's this part's done. But got the award for the best, for best in choir for her school. It's a very large school, and it's just brimming with pride. It was really, really cool.
So thanks for indulging us listeners as the proud parents today. Thanks for letting us gush about the kiddos. We didn't give you a choice, but here we are for the Clippers. Yeah.
And of course, if you need to reach out to us, we would love to hear from you at hello@fiveyearu.com. And thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
Hey guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.